want to talk to you about why is the Golden Rule called Golden Rule? There was actually a Roman emperor who was not even a Christian yet. This is back in the early 200s after Christ. But he was apparently captivated by the teaching of the Golden Rule, and so he adopted it as his motto, Alexander Severus, and actually had it inscribed in gold in the palace. It's not certain that that's the case. That's one of the stories about it. By about the 1600s, particularly in the Church of England, they would often talk about it as a golden rule. But of course, what made it golden was that Jesus said that it sums up all of the law and the prophets. He is the greatest teacher ever. Sermon on the Mount is the greatest teaching of all time. Here it is. So, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. I want to talk to you today as we're working on the Golden Rule, because our goal is not just to understand it. We want to actually do it. We want to be Golden Rule people, live Golden Rule lives today. So I want to talk to you about what is it that makes the Golden Rule so brilliant? Why does it sum up the entirety, Jesus says, of the law and the prophets? Very much like love God and love people. This is the whole deal in a nutshell. So first of all, the Golden Rule is active. You know what the most important word in the Golden Rule is? Do. Like, there's actually action to take. You may know there is another kind of version of it, sometimes called the Silver Rule, which is the negative version of this. An ancient story, a little bit before Jesus' time, a Gentile came to Rabbi Hillel and said, if you can teach me the entirety of the Torah while I'm standing on one leg, I will convert. And so Hillel said, that which you would hate to have done to you, do not do it to another person. Everything else is commentary. So the Silver Rule is another kind of version of this, but it teaches us what not to do. And that's a real good thing, but you could actually follow the Silver Rule, the silver rule and never do anything good for anybody ever. Folks sometimes also talk about the Iron Rule. Whoever's got strength, might, is able to inflict their will on other people. And if you think about the story of the Good Samaritan, that's all three rules illustrated at once. The thief, the robber, who beats up the man who's on that road to Jericho, he's following the Iron Rule. The priest and the Levite who sidestep him, they're following the Silver Rule. They don't beat him up. They don't take his money. They don't hurt him. The Good Samaritan does the Golden Rule. He does to that man what he would want somebody to do if that was him. That's the act of Golden Rule. It's something that we do. And then it's universal. Jesus says, so in everything, do to others. Which others? People that are like me? People in my tribe? People inside the church? People that believe like me? People that think like me? No, he doesn't. All he says is others. The word that he uses is anthropos. We get our word anthropology for that. In other words, this is just something you can do for everybody. Do it for people that you are drawn to. Do it for people that for whatever reason you're not drawn to at all. This has application to the entire human race. It's active. It's great because it's universal. And then it's proven. Jesus didn't just teach a Golden Rule message. He lived the Golden Rule life. It's actually been practiced. In his day, a rabbi would not touch a leper, but if I was a leper, I'd want somebody like that to touch me. Jesus would touch lepers. In Jesus' day, children were low status, real important people didn't have time for them. Jesus had time for them. In Jesus' day, a religious leader wouldn't go anywhere near a prostitute. If I was a prostitute, I would want a respectable person like that to treat me with dignity and warmth, and Jesus would treat prostitutes with dignity and warmth. If I was a rabbi's disciple on that day, if you weren't quick, if you didn't get the answers right, if you did not reflect great credit onto your rabbi, man, you'd be out. Jesus's disciples were in the pigeon group. They got it wrong all the time, and he stuck with them and stuck with them and stuck with them. The Golden Rule is golden because it's unstoppable. Even at the very end, when Jesus is on the cross, there's a thief on the cross. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he doesn't respond, how dare you? You've shaken your fist, defied God. You're being hung in as a criminal. Now at the last second, you want a favor from me? Nope. He says, I got it. This day you'll be with me. He taught a golden rule message. He lived a golden rule life. He died a golden rule death. And then he began a golden rule community. And another beauty for that, because it was so inclusive, is the golden rule is terribly simple. We make life so complicated. What if I don't get into this school? What if my kids don't get into this school? That will be terrible. What if I can't work for this company? What if I don't get this degree? What if I don't carry this title? What if I don't? And the golden rule is do to others what you would want others to do to you. How much money do you need to do that? You don't need any money. What title do you need? What degree do you need? What networks do you need? What gifts? No, you just do that. It is available to absolutely anybody. And that's part of what makes it golden. It is incredibly rewarding. There's a story in Acts chapter 9 of a woman named Dorcas. And it said, the text says about her, that she did good. She spent her life doing good and being kind to the poor. Now, if you're a golden rule kind of person, you will have golden rule kind of relationships. People will be drawn to you. And then her situation, that was so strongly the case that when she died, people mourned with no relief. They found out that Peter was nearby. They were in Joppa, and they find out Peter's nearby. Dorcas has been dead, but they send a couple people there and say, Peter, you got to come here. Like, we got to have her back. She's indispensable. We got to have Dorcas. Like, well, she's dead. We know. You got to do something. So he sends everybody out of the room. Dorcas, Tabitha was her name in Hebrew. Get up. And she does. You live a golden rule life. People will not let you die. Now, there's a lot of people who have a lot of gold, who have a lot of power, who have a lot of fame and influence. And when they die, people would pay money to have them stay dead. But you live a golden rule kind of life. And people want to know when you're going to be resurrected, when you're going to be around again. The golden rule is a golden rule because it is deeply inspiring. One commentator who's writing about the Sermon on the Mount says that it could even be called the golden vision, because it's a way of looking at life and a way of looking at my life, so that instead of focusing on what happened to me today, the question becomes, how could I live this kind of life for the sake of other people? And just imagine for a moment, if every marriage was a golden rule marriage, there would be no more betrayals, no more divorce, no more screaming, no more infidelity. If every family there were that way, there would be no more neglected children. There would be no more abused children. If every business was a golden rule business and business ethics and the way that people treated coworkers and opportunities and the way that people can flourish, if countries, if governments were golden rule governments, if this coming up election could be a golden rule election, and you may think, well, that could never be, but you know, Jesus was a real person, lived under a real government, lived a golden rule kind of life. It's very striking in the history of our own country. The golden rule, among other things, was a very important part of the abolition of slavery. And a lot of people who worked for abolition, and the bulk of that movement was made up of people who followed Jesus, believed that this text right here, Matthew 7, verse 12, where Jesus says, therefore, in everything, do to others. Well, that became one of the key texts about why slavery was so wrong. In fact, Abraham Lincoln one time said, just as I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This is my definition of democracy. Insofar as any country falls short of this, it is not a democracy. It's quite remarkable. Ellen Guelzo says that's the only time Lincoln ever tried to define democracy, and he did it in terms of the golden rule. And that in the right kind of country, the dignity and worth of human beings is valued, and so everyone is given consent in a democracy, because that's what the golden rule would lead us to do. So, the golden rule is golden because there is nothing like it. And this next moment is an opportunity for you to put the golden rule into practice. So go to it. Make it a golden rule day. live a golden rule life, die a golden rule death, and people will not let you go.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings on the person you're becoming, cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each episode that include extra resources and discussion questions, you can let us know at becomenew.com/subscribe. Lastly, if you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.